You guys remember Matthew Lesko, the free money guy? You Zoomers are too young. You missed out on the peak of late night infomercials. But this guy was a regular.
Do you know that Nike shoes, Apple computer, and even H. Ross Perot have used government money programs to help make their millions? And you can too. I'm Matthew Lesko. And you probably see me on Oprah, Larry King, or Letterman talking about government money programs. Well, my new book shows you 15,000 programs you could use to change your life.
In the light of the U.S. AIDS scandal, the bureaucratic slush fund that has been wasting billions of our tax dollars, it turns out that Matthew Lesko was actually a genius. We all thought this guy was a nut job, but it turns out that he actually knew how much money the government was just giving away. He's still at it over 25 years later because the government is that good at just giving away our tax dollars.
You know, the reason that most people don't get a government grant, because the government grants don't advertise. That's right. Everybody's going to Google to find grants, and that's a kiss of death. Because see, almost 40% of everything in our economy are organizations that give out free grants. That's government offices and nonprofit organizations. That's 40% of the whole economy in America. Now, 60% of the economy is Google, and that's capitalism. So capitalism, you have to pay them money. You know, the free money society, the 40%, no, they pay you money.
DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, should just hire this guy and quadruple whatever it is that he's making, because he obviously knows where all of our tax money is being wasted. But the socialists and the Marxists in the Democrat Party are very upset that, well, the government is finally getting the audit that we've been requesting.
If this were happening in any other country right now, I promise you, I'd be on the air calling it a coup.
Cutting ridiculous government spending, especially when our country is on the verge of bankruptcy, is the equivalent of a coup, they say. The Marxist Democrats and their mouthpieces in the media haven't been this upset in a long, long time. And every day they're getting more unhinged.
And the American people, mark my words, the American people will not stand for an unelected secret group to run rampant through the executive branch. Being innovative is good, but Mr. Musk, this isn't a tech startup. These are public institutions that deal with things like Social Security and Medicare and national defense.
Yes, and that's why we need to audit them to find out how it is that all of our money is being wasted all the time. So Democrat operatives are trying to identify and dox, just release the personal details of the people who are working with Elon in DOGE in order to try to get people to harass them and cause them a bunch of problems. And they did succeed to coerce one to resign after some previous supposedly racist posts on social media were discovered. And they're also very upset about the online handles that some of these young men use.
Yes, so this is a 19-year-old high school graduate who has used the unfortunate nickname Big Balls online. So that would be one way that we could refer to him. He is now working at Musk's behest inside DOGE. And we looked into his background. And so we found, you know, several notable things, Aaron, one of which is that this individual has founded multiple companies, including one with another unfortunate name, Tesla.Sexy LLC.
Only the age of 19. This kid's a genius.
Which he established in 2021. He would have been around 16 years old.
Oh, started at 16. He's even a bigger genius.
Now, this LLC controls dozens of web domains.
And they're trying to scare the American people into thinking that because they're poking around in the government payment systems, that they're going to have access to Americans' personal information, which any moron could just Google in 2 seconds.
In the private information about maybe hundreds of millions of American citizens as young as 19, yeah. The big balls here that Katie's talking about, most of them are in their early 20s. There's an exception I'm going to get to in a minute. I'm curious, though, Kara, how well does even Musk know these young men, do you think?
I have no idea.
Of course you have no idea. That's why you're on CNN.
And it's not clear exactly what they're up to there. The administration claims they just have read-only access to the payment data. Other reporting contradicts that. On the 31st, DOGE also took control at the General Services Administration. Just yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that DOGE gained access to payment systems at the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Yeah, that's because they're going to start rooting out all of the fraud. How much of a moron do you have to be to actually be upset about this? You've probably seen the clips of Democrats in Congress melting down over Elon Musk literally every day. He is now enemy number two next to Donald Trump. And so the liberal media industrial complex is doing everything that they can to try to smear him, including rolling out their pollster genius.
The American people did not sign up for this. They voted in Donald Trump. They did not vote in Elon Musk, a key role for Musk in Trump's administration. You see this, 39% support, 53%, the clear majority opposed. They don't want this. The American people don't want this. No, no, no.
Excuse me, sir. You mean the CNN audience doesn't want this, and we couldn't care less. Here's our lovely new press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, pointing out just how ridiculous the Democrats are being upset about all this.
I would just say that you brought to mind California and North Carolina, who continue to be on our hearts, and the president and this administration are committed to ensuring that these individuals get the funding that they need. And I would just say a strong message to Democrats who are out there pretending to be outraged about the long list of crap that this administration is cutting, federal waste and funding, like $2 million for sex changes in Guatemala, $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt, $20 million on a new Sesame Street show in Iraq, $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan. I could go on, and I'm happy to provide this list to every single one of you. Democrats are outraged that the American people want to be, they want their taxpayers going to good uses, not stuff like this. But then they're very quiet about the fact that there are still North Carolinians and people in California who have lost everything. And in the last 4 years, this federal government did nothing to help them. This president will continue to put Americans first. And I think the successes of this week so far speak to that. And it's only Wednesday. So I'll see you guys later this week, and we'll see you this afternoon. Thank you very much.
And here is Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna from Florida saying something that no member of Congress has uttered for 50 years. Since the church hearings back in the mid-1970s, which uncovered Operation Mockingbird.
So we know now that USAID was funding so many news outlets, to include the BBC. So I want to remind people, remember that Project Mockingbird that was declassified was actually a CIA op during the Cold War to actually use media to influence people, to include the American people. So are we surprised that USAID, which is also doing a lot of the dirty work for the intelligence agencies, was caught red-handed funding massive propaganda outlets, not just in the United States, but across the world? No, we're not surprised at all. However, does it need to continue? Absolutely not, which is exactly why it's really important that DOGE continues the work that it needs to be doing.
Regular viewers know that Operation Mockingbird is, well, one of my favorite topics that I will continue to talk about and shout from the rooftops on a regular basis until it becomes common knowledge amongst every member of Congress and every American citizen. And by the way, there probably isn't a better conversation starter than the Operation Mockingbird shirt, which you should order from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. And if you're not familiar with Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, well, you don't know what it is that you have been missing. Because obviously she is the whole package. Yes. Speaking of MAGA hotties, Lara Trump posted that she was just on a JetBlue flight, and the pilot said over the speaker system, "Sorry, folks, just a little bumpy as we fly over the Gulf of America." And then the official JetBlue account on Twitter, X, responded, "We hope you enjoyed your flight." And wait until the Democrats learn that Tucker Carlson visited the White House yesterday and I'm sure had a nice private meeting with President Trump or the folks over at DOGE. Google also just scrapped their anti-white, anti-male, anti-heterosexual hiring practices, their discriminatory DEI policies, because they know now if they continued it, they'll get sued by the Department of Justice, which reminds me, James Damore was right, obviously. He's the guy who got fired years ago because he posted a memo explaining how ridiculous the DEI policies are. But even the Clown News Network has to admit how popular President Trump's executive order was earlier this week, banning men from competing in women's sports.
I think these numbers are really illuminating on this topic because I just think there's such a clear trend among the American public. So transgender female athletes in women's sports, only 18% of the country says
that they should be, in fact, allowed to participate in women's sports. Compare this to the opposition. I mean, my goodness gracious, 79%. You rarely get 79% of the country to agree on anything, but they do, in fact, agree on the idea of opposing transgender female athletes in women's sports.
Here's former NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines, who was a major cultural force in helping get this done.
How it started versus how it's going. Today was a huge win for women and a huge win for common sense. If you didn't already know, President Trump signed an executive order declaring that men are no longer welcome in women's sports or women's spaces. I can't even fathom how we have reached a point where a president has to use his executive powers to declare something that kindergartners know. But nonetheless, I am overwhelmed with emotion. To be able to be in the room standing behind the president as he signed this executive order is the most vindicative and gratifying feeling.
We're honored to be joined today by many incredible advocates for women's sports, including the brave swimmer at the forefront of this battle. And Riley Gaines is a person that I've been watching.
Yes. Wow. Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. This is Making America Great Again.
Sport hard.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
Riley was a 12-time All-American. Well, that's pretty good. 12-time All-American who sacrificed countless hours in the pool just for a chance at the title. It's so important to her. She gave up everything and just gave everything she had. But then the league forced her to share a spot on the podium with a male swimmer who took her trophy while the media celebrated this stolen glory. And Riley is just a tremendous athlete, and it was a very unfair situation. I watched it. A lot of people watched it. It was ridiculous, frankly. But I want to thank Riley. She really has been in the forefront. People that aren't that well-versed in this would say that she was the leader.
So be sure to stock up on your Liberal Tears mugs from my online store, markdice.com, which are available in three different sizes. 11 ounces, which is basically the usual size for a coffee cup, 15 ounce, and a 20 ounce. And while you're there, be sure to check out the newly redesigned markdice.com. Pick up yourself some classic shirts like the Liberalism Find a Cure shirt, the new War is a Racket, the Conspiracy Theorist of Right shirt, the Sorry, No Vacancy, Deport Them All shirt, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.